Well, good evening. Welcome. Hello. I've done it all in completely the wrong order, but you get a general idea. Welcome. This is a Sunday night Supporters Club podcast on the 11th of August, 2024. What lovely weather we have had today. A little bit too hot, which I'm not complaining about in the slightest. Did make gardening, of course, a little bit difficult, but, you know, we've had a lovely day. One thing my wife and I have been talking about quite a bit more lately is spending a bit more time doing what we enjoy. We've got things that are quite prominent in our lives at the moment, have been taking up a bit of time. And of course, I love gardening. I love going to the allotment. I love podcasting and everything. But my wife and I have sort of said we need to do things like socialising a bit more. And we've done a bit of that this weekend, actually. We went and saw members of our family, which has been absolutely lovely. Now, it is today being so hot, you know, it was too hot to do any gardening. Unless we did something early in the morning or late in the evening, which we did. I went out and did some watering this evening after doing the live stream and took care of the chickens, of course, and things like that. So I have discovered, certainly this year, that since I have made a real strong effort to do gardening every day, little and often, it's given me a much more time at the weekend to do a few more things, rather than the allotment just taking up all my time at the weekend. And I know I've said this time and time again, but for me, it's been a real blessing in disguise. So, what did I do today, actually? I actually sowed the kohlrabi seeds from this month's gift pack. Now, kohlrabi is an interesting vegetable. It's almost alien looking, but it's actually quite tasty. It's a brassica, so it's quite similar to the likes of turnips, but I find turnips to be a little bit bland. I don't really like turnips, but kohlrabi I find to be actually really quite interesting. It's very similar to turnips, especially with how quick it grows and things like that. So what I did is I made a drill in my brassica bed and I sowed the seeds into it. I covered it over and gave it a good watering. I've added a bit of lime as well. Brassica bed, that's easily done. And then all we got to do is wait for these seeds to germinate, which won't take too long. Once they've germinated, we will have to thin them out. The important thing, I think, it is to remember with kohlrabi is to keep the soil moist at all times. A bit like turnips and most other root vegetables. And eventually these roots will swell and produce some decent-looking, alien-looking, because they're quite ugly-looking roots. But they will go on and grow and produce these. I think they are best eaten when they are young. If you do let them get a bit too old, especially if you haven't watered them, they can turn a little bit woody. But keeping them well watered, eat them when they're young, and they're actually quite nice. They can be a bit fibrous when they get old as well. But again, I quite like them. I find they go really nicely in things like curries. And I've got a wide range of other things like that. So plenty of uses for kohlrabi. And actually incredibly easy and quite quick at growing too. So yeah, I'm very, very, very happy with what we've got from that. And hopefully you're going to enjoy growing them too. I know we do kohlrabi most years. It's one of those vegetables I think nobody really thinks of trying because it is slightly unheard of. But if you grow your own, I think one of the great things that we do as grow your owners is that we are open to new vegetables and new things to try and taste. And kohlrabi definitely fits that bill. So there you go. As easy as that. Give it a try. They are very quick to grow and you could be harvesting in 6 to 8 weeks, believe it or not. So, you know, September, you could be eating your own homegrown kohlrabi. Go give it a try. Let me know how you get on. I don't really have much to talk about. As I said, we made an effort this weekend to go and see family, which has been absolutely lovely. And this is something I want our garden to be a bit more open to doing. Yes, the principal thing is to grow vegetables. That is my garden, grow edible crops, I should say. But we do have this patio area, and I think we need to start getting friends and family round a bit more to enjoy barbecues and the patio area. So I'm working hard at just getting that looking right and making sure all the vegetables that we grow and eat can be sampled in that area as well. And it definitely is coming together. Now, one thing I've also done this weekend, and you're going to hear more about this on tomorrow's podcast, but I've made a mini pond. Now, I've always wanted a pond. I particularly like having things like koi fish or things like that in it, but it's not really going to be for that. But one of the things, as you know, I'm an edible gardener. Everything I grow has to be edible. So I'm very keen that if I have a pond, then there needs to be an edible element to it. And the edible element that I have been doing with this, and I'm going to be talking about this more tomorrow and next week, watercress is one of the first things that has gone on. Now, watercress I find tricky to grow from seed. Instead, I like to take cuttings and just get that to root. But I've also got a wasabi plant growing in my garden, and I've realised that wasabi loves to be in water. In fact, it grows in streams and things like that. It does grow in very damp soil, of course, and bog gardens, but it loves to grow in streams. And the only downside is it does need water moving around it. So what I've done is I've got a little solar-powered water fountain that will pump water, spray it up, and keep the water flowing. It's not the most powerful thing, and if the sun does go behind a cloud or something like that, it doesn't tend to pump from what I've seen. But never mind that. It's going to be something that we'll do. And I think in the future we might look at getting better water fountains that might work a little bit better in less sun. Solar powered again, because, well, I like that. I like to try and reuse or reduce the amount of electricity usage, because that reduces costs, of course. So I'm quite happy with it. It's a small little pond, but it will do what I want from it. And I thought I'd share this with you because I think it's quite an interesting little project that I've done this weekend, and I'm certainly looking forward to seeing it happen a bit more. Now, other projects that I've been doing this weekend, and as I spoke about this on Thursday, is that I'm focusing now on just getting the allotment and the garden ready for the next growing season. I'm still sowing vegetable seeds, still going to be planting vegetables as well, but we're also looking at making the most of trying to get it ready for next year. Obviously, it's too late for many plants, tomatoes, beans, squashes and things like that. So where those beds are empty, if they're not going to be used in the next few months, we're laying down compost or green manures and just going to make the most of trying to get it ready for next year. That's my focus now, getting ready for next year. Now, for me, the gardening year starts in September anyway, the end of September, when we plant out our garlic, which for me is usually around the 20th of September. This year, we're going to be doing it around the 20th as well, but there's a few things happening more in October to do with garlic. Love growing garlic anyway, and I've been saving a seed from this year. So yeah, that's all things that are coming up, and lots of little projects that are coming together. I've got to say, though, one thing that I'm really looking forward to eating. In our garden, we've got a grapevine that's around my sub pod, and it's grown fantastically well, but there's so many grapes on it at the moment. I'm just waiting for them to really start and to ripen. We're going to have so many grapes. We're going to be eating grapes and grape wine, grape jelly for ages and ages because we have so much of it. It looks fantastic, and I genuinely cannot wait to try those out. It's very, very exciting. It's one of those things that this year has done very well. Soft fruit particularly this year has done very well, and I'm quite happy with that. Right, as I said, I didn't have much to talk about tonight, so I feel like I've been doing a lot of rambling, but I think it makes a lot of sense. These are behind-the-scenes podcasts, of course, where there is a lot of rambling that goes on. Of course, I'm always happy to talk about anything that you might want to talk about. So if you ever are looking for anything, please do feel free to get in touch. Right, I'm gonna head to bed now. So you take care, guys, and I'll speak to you again next time. Of course, the podcast will be out tomorrow as normal. Thank you so much, guys. Take care.